Dr. Wang, just for clarification, this would be treated as a waived hearing then?
Yes, ma'am, I think we, yes, ma'am.
Okay, so do we need to get paperwork on that? A signed form?
Yeah, we do need to get him to send a form to, hopefully he could send it to Mr. Oliver, and then he could get it to us.
Okay, because he did sign the form, oh wait, that may be an old one, let me look. I'm trying to find the actual form that he signed about this hearing. And he did not waive on his form. So we would need...
But he waived it, he didn't waive his appearance, he just...
Would that just be the standard notification?
Yes, that he is, that was he waived, and we just need, you know, his signature on the form saying that he waived, and if he could send that to, you could send on his behalf once he signs it, send it to, and I'm going to ask Mr. the Honorable, Mr. Oliver to give you his number, his email address, and you could get that to us.
Okay.
Email address is aoliveri@azcorrections.gov.
Okay, aoliveri?
No, E-R-I, no E at the end. You might be able to find me on the new Gmail under Anthony Oliver.
Okay, and Ms. Posley has everything right, all the information too, as well?
Who?
She's right next door to me.
Who? Okay.
She's in charge of records.
Yes, so she can just send it to us. What I want you to do, sir, now that we are on record, would you just, we do want you to send the paperwork, but could you just say again that he says that he does not wish to speak so that we can have that on record as well. So if you could say what he said to you so that we can have that on our recording.
Okay, here he is right here, sir.
But you said he was not going to speak, so could you tell us what he told you, sir? Well, he can tell us that he does not wish to speak and that he just wants to listen.
Honorable C.T. Wright, the chairman of the Arizona Executive Board of Clemency?
Yes, sir.
Is that you, sir?
Yes, sir, that is I, sir.
Because of my past parole board hearings and certain things that were said on the record, interruptions that were made by the inmate during those hearings, I wish to remain silent so the quorum, which is three members of the Arizona Executive Board of Decision, of Executive Board of Clemency, can speak amongst themselves. My record is right in front of you. I've been working and programming. I have a certificate signed off by the ADW, no, the VW, Miss Anna Jacobs, on certificates of completion, social awareness workshop. I'm currently enrolled in a 30-week program. The community program that you requested last year that I do, they were turned down in February of this year. And you gave me an order to seek and to find community programs. During that hearing, I was turned down because of the walls that I've been faced and bumping my head up against dealing with the Board of Clemency. I wish to remain silent and let the authorities in the room come to some rational conclusion on what the hell they want to do with inmate Zaire, her son Zaire, a.k.a. David Samuel Goldston. I have a CO3 here willing to speak in my behalf.
Oh, Okay, sir, so let us start, we have to go through this process. So the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse is going to begin your hearing, and you can listen, and if you decide that you want to speak, you can, or the CO3, but at this time, we're going on the assumption that you do not wish to speak, and the next voice you hear will be that of the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse.
Thank you, Dr. Wright. This hearing, then, is for Mr. Siger Zeiger, ADC number 34126. Mr. Zeiger is before the board today, although he doesn't wish to speak, he's before the board for a 412A, which is general parole, home arrest, or absolute discharge hearing. He became eligible for these on October 11th of 2016. Board members present today are the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Ray, our board chair, the Honorable David Neal, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse. I'm doing the lead for this hearing. Mr. Zeiger is 62 years old. Let me verify. I believe that's true. Yes, 62 years old, and he's serving 25 years to life for the crime of dangerous and deadly assault by a prisoner, which occurred on May 29, 1981. He was convicted by jury trial on January 20, 1982, and sentenced on February 16, 1982. He appealed his conviction, but it was affirmed on September 20, 1982. Mr. Zeiger has a criminal history that started back in 1979, for which he did some prison terms, 7.5-year prison term for a burglary in second degree and a 6-year term for theft. In all, it looks like he had one adult probation and 4 probations while he was yet a juvenile. And he also had done, previously has done 2 terms of parole as an adult and 1 term of parole as a juvenile. Mr. Zeiger has a significant history of discipline in the prison that includes, I believe I counted 63 majors, major violations. His last major was in May of 2017 for disorderly conduct, and that involved pounding on or kicking against his cell door in response to a visit from, I believe it was a deputy warden or an assistant deputy warden. He does have a minor from January of 2018 that involves disrespect to staff. Mr. Zeiger has had several parole hearings. In fact, he was granted parole, general parole, on December 2nd of 2015. But that was revoked on April 11th of 2016, and evidently he had absconded at that time. We have no supporters in the room today, and we have no victim representatives who will be testifying today. We do, I want to note for the file, we have a letter of opposition to any sort of community release from the county attorney, and that letter is dated August 22nd, 2018. The crime itself it involves a murder of an inmate at, or an assault, I should say, I'm sorry, it was not a murder, an assault of an inmate at the central unit in the prison. The programs that Mr. Zeiger has completed are include among the programs are a GED, a domestic violence course, one or two or maybe more substance abuse courses that I could pick out of the list, conflict resolution, thinking for change, reentry. So he has done some program work while in the prison. Progress report indicates that if he were to be paroled, he would live with his sister in Maricopa. Additionally, we have several letters that are older, I mean, they're not current from 2018, but they are letters that are showing eligibility for him to participate in several programs and other types of support in the community outside the prison. And as I said, those are old, so they would have to be updated, but it's possible that he has some resources available to him on the outside. Without being able to talk to Mr. Zaghir, our option is just to review the information that we have, and based on information that we have here, I would not be inclined to recommend parole for him, given that he was granted parole just 3 years ago, less than 3 years ago, and was revoked when he absconded, and he has a significant discipline history as well. However, I would listen to any input from fellow board members.
Any input?
Okay, not hearing any input, then I'm going to make a motion that that we deny general parole, which is 412A, home arrest or absolute discharge for Mr. Zaghir. I'm checking the date for set off, and we will not have that set off. So we would hear Mr. Zaghir again in 6 months. So that is my motion.
Second.
Agree.
All right. Motion by myself, seconded. Mr. Neal, agreed. Dr. Wright and Mr. Johnson. And there will be no set off. So the release time denied would be 412A, 411, and home arrest. And reasons for denial: serious and violent offense, trauma to the victim, serious bodily injury. I'm going to check history of assaultive behavior, recent disciplinary infractions, given that he had one in just a few months, 6 months ago or so, poor institutional behavior based on the discipline history. Let me see here. And I'm going to check no family or community support system, since we have no one here. And we have no current letters that are dated in 2018 or 2017 to indicate that he has support. Other than that, do other board members have anything to add? Okay, thank you. So if Mr. Zaghir is listening, the board has denied 412A general parole, 411, which is absolute discharge or home arrest at this time. And the Department of Corrections will certify Mr. Zaghir for another hearing in approximately 6 months. And this concludes his hearing.
Thank you.